Happy International Orangutan Day, Sean.
Happy International Orangutan Day, Melanie.
What's your favorite? Is are orangutans your favorite primates?
They're pretty cool.
Okay. They are, on a serious note, they are incredibly endangered because of the palm oil industry, because they're having their because people keep on chopping down their trees and houses and stuff to make palm oil. So people don't use palm oil. You're fucking up the orangutans' houses.
Yeah, palm oil.
I should be a spokesperson for conservation and be like, oi, stop fucking up their homes. That would be the slogan. Well, we are up to episode shit. We're already up to episode 5 of Drag Race Canada, or Canada's Drag Race.
And we're recording just as episode 6 has come out.
Yeah, that's my fault. Look, disclaimer to any listeners out there, my apologies. As you probably heard in the last podcast, I had just been diagnosed with COVID. And as we recorded the two episodes at the time, there was a descent into illness. And to be perfectly frank with you, COVID's not fucking funny. And it's kicked the shit out of me. I was just saying to Sean, I had to go to a doctor's appointment this morning because my right hand has actually started to swell and peel. And that is apparently one of the rarer COVID symptoms. So I'm now on day 10 of having COVID. I'm still testing positive, which I'm allowed out and about in the community now. Because I'm no longer deemed contagious, but I feel like my apologies. I still feel like absolute shit. And so this is why we're recording late. So apologies to everybody.
Yeah.
But we've already booked in so we can record this week's episode that comes out today for Canada and tomorrow for Drag Race down under. So, we'll be back on target again.
Yeah. COVID won't keep us down
Except for when
long.
it does.
Well, not for long anyway.
No, oh, far out. I was in bed for like, after recording the podcast with you, I went straight to bed. And then I didn't get out of that bed pretty much until Thursday last week, basically. Oh, that's a lie. I got out of bed to go downstairs and watch TV where I watched Futurama and I found it too funny and it was making me cough, so I had to turn it off. You know what I watched on Paramount the other night before we get into this?
What?
The South Park concert. There was a concert
Oh, yeah, I saw
commemorating the
that that's
music
come
of
out.
South Park. It was the coolest. And they were playing Blame Canada. And I'm like, oh shit, I still need to record the Canada podcast. And so here we are. Have you watched it yet?
I think I opened it, but I think I opened it, but then I didn't actually have time to watch it.
Next time you're over, which will have to be in the not so distant future, we should watch it. It was so good. I was dying.
Yeah.
It's so good. The theater was mad too. They did it in. They did it in Colorado. Yeah. But we opened the episode and this made me laugh.
Oh, this whoever made the editor needs a raise.
Can we get this editor? Can we get this editor a bonus, a raise, a commission, a?
This is literally like a Drag Race first as well. Like this is like, it was literally like they had the previously on Canada's Drag Race, and then they had previously on Fiercelicious.
It was so good. I've never seen that before, where they had their own little bloody intro. It was so bloody good.
And it was so long and it was so edited. Like
It went on for so
the
long.
sabotage written out like in the red font.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was so good. And I loved how just all the sulking footage. It was just the best.
It was
So
so
good.
good. I have to wonder, yeah, I have to wonder what happened. To make them want to do that. Maybe they were just like I'm like, yeah, either they're like, we need to use all we got already, or like, I don't know. Maybe she's gonna be like, is like, either she goes this, I was thinking like, either she goes home this episode or she provides no more drama for the rest of the season. So they're like, we're gonna
That's
use
what
what
I
we've
was
got.
thinking too. I'm like, maybe that's a wrap.
Yeah.
It was a crack up.
It's like, it was like we're not gonna have Violet pull the shit she pulled on season 7 where she becomes a good guy. Like we're gonna have that happen. We're gonna use what we got. We're gonna milk what's left.
Oh my God, when she was like, I'm just upset that you didn't tell me that I upset you, and that's why I'm upset. I'm like, bitch,
I just wish you'd
fucking,
told me earlier.
I just wish you told me earlier. Because the reality is, if they told her earlier, then she would have been upset anyway. She wasn't going to be like, okay, awkward. You know what I mean? That wasn't going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
Just,
They're like,
mate.
hang on, just let me get the time machine.
Mate.
And then they tell her 10 minutes earlier, and she's like, oh my God, thank God you told me now.
But to add this, right, when they, do the next intro where it's like, and the winner of Canada's Drag Race wins all the makeup and all the cash and blah, 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 blah. And then it's like next day in the workroom or whatever.
Yeah.
She's just sitting there. She's still sulking and she's just like, I'm just thinking I'm just gonna be more positive and have it not affect my experience and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I feel like you're still delivering this in a very soggy way. She's just
Yeah.
soggy, you know what I mean?
It was sort of that, like, I don't know. She was just sort of admitting. I feel like she was just admitting defeat a little bit and being like, okay, I'm gonna try not to.
Yeah. It's she was kind of like she was like that dog on the Dog Whisperer when the Dog Whisperer sees Milan's like pff, and the dog's crazy and then all of a sudden the dog caves and is like, okay, you can walk me on a lead, but it's still not happy about it. Have you seen that show? It's a very old show.
No.
Okay.
Wait, what show is that?
The Dog Whisperer. It's this guy that the Mexican guy, Cesar Millan, he comes in and he's like, hi, I'm Cesar Millan and I'm the Dog Whisperer. And he like goes to these people that have like just troubles with their dog, like their dog like pisses everywhere or their dog like growls at them and won't let them touch them and all this sort of stuff. They
Oh
did a South
yeah.
Park episode on it where they
Yeah,
called
that's
the
right.
Dog Whisperer to train Cartman. Then he walks in and he pinches him and he just goes.
That episode was hilarious. So yeah.
That's what it re anyway,
Yeah,
it's a
and then
bit of a
they brought in the nanny or the perfect nanny.
yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's a loose reference, but all right. Now, I can't remember this. There was a mini challenge. Oh, yeah. So we get to the reading challenge. Brooklyn comes in with this like not like early two like late 90s, early 2000s suit. I don't know how to feel about it, so I'm just gonna ignore it.
Yeah, fair.
And it's the reading challenge. Isn't that fun?
Yes.
Were there any reads that stood out to you?
I mean, they're okay. I felt like I was annoyed during this because I was just like, can they, like, the one time, I feel like Canada always does this. Like, the one time it's a decent mini challenge, they're like, we're going to show one single read
I
for
thought
every
that
queen.
too. I thought that too. I was just like, what? They're not that funny?
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see more. At least 2 reads a queen, you know? But like the only queens they showed more than one read from, like they weren't even that good.
No, it just kind of shows to me that they weren't that
Yeah.
funny.
But I mean, yeah, some of them are kind of funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so I did like once can I remember? Like I liked the whole Coke, like you're like a Coca-Cola can thing.
What was that one?
Or like your body shape is like Coca-Cola can, like
Yeah, what a classic. Well, anyway, we can just bin a lot of these. And then they announced that it's the most wonderful time of the year. Snatch Game for
Snatch
Canada.
Game.
How fucking exciting.
Yay.
Although the last few seasons of Drag Race, I include Down Under season one, the last season of the American Drag Race,
All Star 7 fixed it a little bit, but yeah.
Oh yeah, Judy Garland for the win.
But I mean, they were winners, so this is a little
Yeah, I mean,
different.
you'd hope so. I still think Raja should have been in the top two for that.
Yeah.
Truly, like, come on.
She did well.
Yeah. Yeah, like the last few seasons, even UK versus the world, I've sort of just whenever they say Snatch Game, I do sort of put my tail in between my legs and tremble a little bit because I'm like, this could be terrible. It could be really terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, season 14 was like a shit show.
Yeah. That was hysterical when all the queens went into, like, I'm not going to talk about season 14, so otherwise we'll be here for 9 months. When I
Yeah.
strictly said to Sean, we need to try and reduce the amount that we record, but I do remember, like, the week before, RuPaul's like, God, this cast is so good, and like the whole cast, like, oh my God, we're like so good, we're like the best cast, and then they get to Snatch Game, and then Bosco just goes, "Holy shit, we suck at Snatch Game." That was hysterical. Yeah, but anyway, so just off the bat, as everyone's getting ready, do you have any first impressions of who you think's gonna win, like straight up?
I think I had high expectations for Giselle and Vivian Vanderpuss, I think.
Yeah, same.
They were
I
probably,
thought they
yeah.
were, yeah, I thought either one was gonna win.
Yeah, and then immediately I was like Fierce-alicious and Couture.
Yes. Kimmy Couture. Did you
Kimmy
forget her name?
Couture. I did. It took me a minute.
Do you want to try that again?
I literally had to do math in my head. I'm like, she's Isis's daughter, Couture.
Math.
Isis Couture, Couture. It was like a full equation in my mind, but I got there.
When they said that, when Fierce-alicious said that she was doing a Kardashian, I was just like, nope, Kardashians are not funny. We talked about this last season. Kardashians are not funny.
Yeah, admittedly though, I'm like, she's a better choice than Ariana Grande,
Yeah.
unless she can sing like Ariana Grande. That's my only thought. I'm like, if you can be like, whoa, like all that shit. If you can
Yeah.
do something good in that realm, maybe you could like come up with a funny parody of her.
I
It's
think.
like, 'cause like you could turn Ariana Grande into that insufferable musical theater person that sings every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like you could do that with her if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But yeah, all she was giving us was just the laugh.
But there's nothing really funny about her anyway.
Yeah, she's also yeah, that's what I mean. Like you have to make her funny. Like she's
Yeah,
not funny on her own.
there's some characters out there where, well, not when I say characters, like the singers aren't really known for being funny. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
there's a lot of a lot of the singers that I love and adore, I think they're hysterical, but I think they're unintentionally hysterical. Like, I reckon one Drag Race Snatch Game character who I think would be fantastic would be Paul Stanley from Kiss. Just because But I mean, that's probably who I would, you know what? The more I think about it, if I ever had to do Snatch Game, that's probably what I would do. I would probably do Paul Stanley from Kiss, just because if you've ever seen a Kiss concert, if you've ever seen a Kiss concert, he always does this. Hang on, I'm going to do an impression and excuse it because I've got COVID. He always goes like, "All right, And he'll just like go on. He's like, you got that wrong, Nat. And you could like put that into anything. You could literally just be like, I'd be all like, all right, now listen. Now we're all social distancing. We got our slippers on because it's really cold. And we got some tissues on the side.
Yeah, like you could make it ridiculous,
yeah.
Like, but you like,
like
yeah, and then you put that ridiculous into just a generic sentence.
Because he's not, that's right, like he's not trying to be funny, but that's just his stage persona.
Yeah.
But yeah, like people like Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, we've seen it before. Lady Gaga, as much as I love her, she's not funny.
Yeah, she's fun. She's like a 2 seconds funny type of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can pull on one of her famous quotes or one of the yeah, or one of the like pop culture things for like a couple of seconds, but you can't make a whole Snatch Game out of her.
That's the thing. You can't make it a whole shtick. It's like a one-off joke. That's the
Yeah.
issue with some of these characters.
Yeah, they're not like out there enough to be that funny. Yeah, unless you're like yeah, you can make you can make a fun performance out of them, but not comedy.
But the thing is too, if you're gonna do a singer, you do need to be brave enough to at least try to sing. It can be bad. Like you can sing bad.
Yeah, I think yeah, Ariana Grande, there's nothing else funny enough about her. She's just yeah, like otherwise she's like I feel like outside of like the one or two scandals and maybe her dating history, she's mostly just a cool person.
She's a pretty girl, the end.
Yeah, she's yeah.
I thought it was interesting when they said that when Fearsalicious said that she was going to do Khloe
A
Kardashian.
Courtney Kardashian.
Courtney, oh my God, sorry, Courtney.
It's okay.
Yeah. I thought it was because she's not one of the more popular ones.
It depends. But she's
She's not Kim.
Courtney is a good choice because she is the most impersonated out there. There's a lot of people that impersonate Courtney Kardashian.
She always looks so miserable.
She's got a ridiculous vo she's got the most ridiculous voice out of all of them.
Yeah. Didn't she recently marry Travis Barker
Yeah.
from Blink-182?
Wait, Travis Barker.
Yeah.
One with all
Look
the
on your face.
tats. The one with all
Yeah.
the tats.
Yeah.
I
It's from
forget.
Blink-182.
Oh.
Oh my God. See, I'm a rock and roller, so that's my world. But also, I hate Blink-182.
Yeah. He's from Travis. Yeah.
Yeah, they got married a couple weeks ago. Not that I care, but because I'm into the rock and roll musics, it always tells me stuff about people like that. And I'm like, just because I'm a rock and roller doesn't mean I love every musician that has a guitar in it. YouTube. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Now,
He'd fun he'd be fun to make fun of actually.
yeah, but he doesn't go, he doesn't do anything.
No, you can do it. Well, actually, if you can sing.
I mean,
Where are you?
he's American. Oh, wait, he didn't sing that though.
Didn't
No, he's a drummer.
he? Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, there we go. Sean, rock and roll
Nothing.
god.
Then there's nothing to make fun of with him. It's boring.
Exactly. He was in an airplane crash where everyone died except for him, I'm pretty sure. So now he's terrified of flying. So that's a thing that you could make fun of if you're insensitive, Sean.
Or you could do a lot with that nowadays. Because you'd be like, well, he won't be taking the private jet that everyone's complaining about. I love that everyone's making fun of that. Alaska just posted a video, impersonating Taylor Swift, and then like she begins the video with a plane going past, and she's like, "Oh, there's my ride."
Oh, who said it a while ago? I think it was I was watching a comedian where they was it? Might have been Ricky Gervais or something. Where no, you know what? I think it was actually Cartier. It might have been Cartier actually. Someone, it was some guy, and they were like, it's hysterical how you have all these influencers and stuff taking photos of themselves on private jets, but the reality is the private jet is so expensive. So it's obvious that they don't get on private jets very often. Otherwise, they wouldn't be taking photos of themselves in it.
Yes.
And I was like, well, sick burn. It's not like Kiss, you know, who I'm pretty sure Kiss are in Australia at the moment. I'm pretty sure they came on a private jet because it's Kiss. But I wouldn't actually know that because they didn't take photos of themselves because they've always taken fucking private jets since 1976 or whatever it is. So, you know. Let's just assume if you don't take photos of yourself on a private jet, you probably have a private jet. I have a private jet, you'll never know. Actually, I need to go to Kmart, Sean. Did you want to just bring around the private jet and we can go?
Sounds good.
Cool. Just park it around the back.
Wonder if people will get smacked for taking helicopters everywhere as well. I'd love to
Yeah.
do that.
A helicopter.
Just helicopter everywhere.
I'm terrified of heights, so I don't know how I'd go in a helicopter. And I'm kind of kicking myself because I wish we could have done a helicopter ride in the Northern Territory to look at all, you know, the landscapes and stuff, but I was so scared. And in hindsight, I'm like, you know what? I should have just done it. And if I was scared, then I could have just dealt with it. I'm one of these people that I fear being afraid, which is really stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'm scared of heights, but I feel like I have like a good logic around it. I don't know, like if I've got a seatbelt on, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. Like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't feel comfortable with them. I'm okay on a
Yeah.
plane because I don't really see that as being heights. I can't see the height. But if there's like a roller coaster, a Ferris wheel, a cable car, anything like that, I'm just like, nope, that's not a thing that's happening. But back to this, are there any characters that you're excited to see? Any characters that you're concerned about besides obviously I already asked about Ariana Grande, but any other ones that you thought would be interesting?
Yeah, I think the others, I was all kind of like they could go either way.
I was excited
Like,
about Marie Curie.
oh yeah.
Because she was talking about it, I'm like, this is a really cool idea. And Brooklyn was like, oh, no, I don't know. But I'm like, no, you could be so wild with this. I was really excited to see it. Now we jump into the game.
Yes. I think they just introduced the judges.
Oh my God, Brooklyn's suit is amazing. I didn't realize that they're sugar peas.
That is a very. Oh, that, my gosh. That is cool. I hadn't
Yeah.
noticed that detail either.
It's a turquoise blue with sugar peas. Excuse me. I love this. I love
Yeah.
shit like that.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe RuPaul just like let Brooklyn have.
All the budget.
Yeah, just take the suit budget. It's like you can have it. That and I think RuPaul just doesn't want any luggage lost when he goes overseas. I don't know.
I'm telling you, RuPaul saw photos from our wedding. He stuck that to his Pinterest. And now he's just riding that burgundy suit train till the nth degree.
People are agreeing with us. I think like Art Simone and whoever. Yeah, Art Simone and whoever she's been in inter like the people she interviews in her in her show Kick-Ons. Yeah, they've been saying each week they're like, yeah, Emery's cheap suit. They're like, it's definitely not Klein and Epstein anymore.
Yeah, I was wondering if that had
They're
happened.
like Klein Epstein Kmart.
My God. So anyway, we're in the
Yeah.
game and straight away Marie Curie is green. And I'm like, okay, she's the winner.
Yeah.
Adrian watched this with me, and he was every time the camera was on Giselle Lullaby, he was cracking up. I actually don't think I've heard him laugh at a Drag Race episode that hard since probably the I'm Like a Bird lip sync. Think that was the last time he laughed that hard. Oh no. When it All Stars season 7, because he didn't know anything. He didn't know much about Jinx except for that I loved her music and whatever. And then, you know, that Snatch Game, he died. He's like, oh my God, she's just the one. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a solid one.
Yeah. I'm a little bit disappointed that Vivian Vanderpuss did Tammy Faye Messner. I think there's better characters.
Yeah, me too a bit. She did her well though. She had the
Yeah.
voice. She had the voice very well down pat. I don't think. Yeah, I think she did well. I think she did good.
Yeah, she was playing the game. It just didn't go as far. I think the thing that she probably could have won if Giselle Lullaby was not cast in this season.
Yeah, but I mean, she was out, to me, she was outshone by both her, Giselle Lullaby and Ermengarde.
Yeah, Irma Gerd was very good as well. I'm actually surprised no one's actually done that character before Marilyn Monroe.
It has
How has it
been.
taken this long?
Actually, this Jinx's first, Snatch Game. Remember, Ivy Winters did Marilyn, but she didn't do it very
Oh,
well.
wait, that's right. Yeah, and it wasn't good.
Because that brought on Jinx's amazing line of quite the scandal actually.
That's
With
right.
my cousin and all really. It was in all the newspapers at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was,
Oh,
yeah.
okay. Well, someone did do it, but it was very
It
good.
wasn't good, yeah. But yeah, this was like I loved this Marilyn so much too, because it felt like a cartoon Marilyn almost.
Yeah, I was actually concerned when in the workroom she's like, I'm gonna do Marilyn Monroe because I can do the voice really well. And she's like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, oh God, this could go anywhere. But yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, she had the look. Yeah, she had the look right down, and she was like, I liked her sense of humor around it. It was very like, it was smart. It was like smart, witty.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially the whole like, like that little bit where she's like, 'cause like my personality is like the male gaze and the mixed with availability, and then they're all like, what? And she's like, oh, sorry, titties.
Yeah. Was really, really good.
That
That
was
was
really
really
good.
good. I was actually surprised by Fearsalicious as well. Like when she got the phone call
Yeah, she was good. She actually did quite
and she's
good.
like, no, it's not Kim. And then she's like, oh, she hung up on me.
Yeah, she was quite good.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the voice could have been a little better, but she played it. Yeah, she played the character well.
Yeah.
But like it didn't really matter that the voice wasn't dead on.
Yeah. And she looked like her too, so that's fun.
Yeah, I think it's the type of thing she wears now.
Oh, yeah, because she's with a rock and roller, so she's got to be rock and roll. Because if you're not rock and roll, you are out.
Like she's a punk princess.
Oh my God, I hate that term.
Travis and I. No.
Lady Boom Boom. Okay, so I'm watching this game. Here are my bottoms straight up. Bombay, Lady Boom Boom, Kimi Kichua. They were all so bad.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious that Kimi Couture and Lady Boom Boom were dead last. Like they were like, yeah, Lady Boom Boom not like giving the same answer twice was like a solid fail.
Oh my God, what was that? It was like she was almost like she knew that she floundered. She knew that she was going to be in the bottom and she just kind of accepted it.
Yeah.
It was almost like she was really confident until she was like, oh, Snatch Game's going to be the thing that sends me home, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, even maybe she just gets really nervous in these types of environments, and then that's where she like gets panicked. I don't know.
Yeah.
When it gets into the more acting end of of the comedy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Bombay was really bad as well.
It wasn't great, but I did think Bombay like impersonated the character well. Where I thought it was at least a little bit forgivable, like Bombay looked like Aziz Ansari, talked like Aziz Ansari. It's just the jokes weren't that funny.
Well, it wasn't like I didn't get it. I was like, what? So is he meant to be this? Is he actually gay?
Yeah, that was where I think he like he took an angle and it just didn't work.
It was so strange.
But I wasn't that mad about the performance compared to the other two, because I was like, I mean, at least he played it well. It had a solid start and he played the character well, but then I think he took a joke approach that just didn't land.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which yeah, I guess that does happen to people. Sometimes you give something a go and then people are like, it's not funny, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It does happen.
But overall, who was the your favorite player in this?
I was basically, I feel like I was torn between Giselle and Ermengarde.
Oh, really?
I was, yeah, I really loved both of them. I thought they were both like, they were very solid two different kinds of Snatch Game wins for me.
Yeah.
Giselle was like, that was a very unique whole character, basically in another world.
Whenever they weren't, when the camera was on Giselle, I just had this like exhilarated, just like, oh, thank God. Like, I just savored every second that she was on screen. I just never wanted the camera to pan away from her. It just
Yeah.
made me so happy.
And I really appreciate that whole like it's not even like the jokes have to be that funny, but just the whole putting in the character work so much. Like just yeah.
Yeah. Oh, her just falling apart was the best thing because I'm pretty like it was interesting, right? We actually watched a mini 5 minute like I wouldn't call it like a doco. It's like this little animated history thing on YouTube on her. And they were
Yeah.
saying that like, when they had to bury her, I think in like a lead casket because that because people were concerned that they were going to be exposed to radiation poisoning. And I was like, that is insane. Like that actually happened. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also fun fact, the element polonium, that was named after her because she was from Poland. How fun's that? Which made it very interesting given the runway theme this week.
Yes, or the elements.
The elements.
Yeah.
I was a little bit confused why she didn't come down as polonium, but then again, it is kind of hard to I guess put that in a garment, right?
Probably.
I
Yeah.
suck at science. I aced the sex ed part. That was about it.
Yeah, I was never good in science either.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I passed all the sciences I had to do.
Did you do science in year 11 and 12, or did you drop it after 10?
I dropped it after 10.
I dropped it after 10 too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know how I got through year 9 and 10 science. I don't know how I actually didn't fail them somehow. It amazes me. But yeah.
Did you have a favorite runway?
I think like yeah, Giselle and a Lady Boom Boom and Bombay.
I think Bombay was my favorite.
Bombay's was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think actually we've skipped so far ahead. Now we're
Yeah.
being too efficient.
Oh yeah, we skipped that whole. Yeah, there was all these what's it called? Getting ready conversations.
Do we want to talk about that though? I just meant as in we skipped Brooklyn's runway.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't love it, but I accept other people's choices in life and wish them nothing but the best.
Great.
Yeah.
Now we've covered our obligation that we've
Yeah.
chatted about what's in the work.
Oh, and they do a bit about more or less can. Oh, it's not quite conversion therapy. It's more like, was it Kimika Tua said she was, yeah, she was sent off to a camp to try to force her to be a priest, basically.
It's crazy.
And Giselle was unknowingly sent to a camp that's sort of similar to a conversion therapy, but not quite.
Yeah,
And
but it
she was a
sounds like her
child.
parents didn't mean to send her there.
Yeah, they were it. Yeah, she was sent. Yeah, they were sent there under false pretenses. And then I think, from the sounds of it, her parents weren't religious. So then, when they found out afterwards, or during, yeah, I think, yeah, when they found out during that that's what it really was, they were furious.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, yeah. Which also says she's got great parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, it just kind of furthers my, it just kind of encourages my belief that, religion is not, it's not everything, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad because there are some religions that, benefit some people and help them guide them in a better way and blah, blah, blah. But it just sounds to me as though a lot of these religions, they just give you an excuse to hate you.
Yeah, I think it's, but yeah, I think it does cement in how important it is to be careful with your kids in growing up in churches and in religious
Oh,
organizations.
I know some people that are so God-fearing that, they punish themselves daily for being a sinner and all these other things. And you're just like, mate, come
Yeah.
on. Like,
That was the environment I grew up in. It was very that, like,
it's
for
ridiculous.
the kids in the teens, it's like very like the environment is very different to what adults get on just a Sunday. Yeah,
It's
I
just.
think kids, yeah, I think it shouldn't be so much trust. Even just for like a it's like the concept of like sending your kids somewhere on a Friday night or where, whatever. It's like it's nice. It's kind of nice that they can send them to some community knowing that they'll be socialized or whatever, but these envir I don't think people should just trust those environments either. Especially when there's a lot of them that have it have moments like this. And especially when they're big and they're big when they're big organizations as well. It's like you can't know how everyone is going to be.
Yeah, I just, yeah, Adrian and I have already had the discussion where we're not going to, because my family is Catholic, Adrian's mother's side is Catholic, and his dad's side is Methodist. I think the expectation already, I mentioned this to my mum, and she was, as much as she respects my decision, she was very shocked and surprised, which was weird because I'm very open about my, how much of, not anti-Christ or anything, but just, I just don't think it's important in my life in my anymore. It doesn't comply with what I want out of my life, I guess is the best way to put it. We've already said that if we decide to have kids, we won't be getting them baptized or sending them to a Catholic school or anything like that because we want them. It's not that we're against it, it's just more so I want them to be able to just learn from their life experiences of what's right and what's wrong because I can tell them that. I don't need some stranger to tell them that. And
Yeah.
potentially look at ethics classes as opposed to religion classes and scripture classes because, I just want them to be good people. Believe what you want, just don't, be hateful and whatever.
Yeah.
That's just me. But anyway, now we've truly covered that.
Yeah.
Right, check. We are now on the runway. And we have, look.
Brad Karevsky's back. Yay.
Yeah, Brad's back. I hate Tracy's dress. I hate Brad's outfit. We have the guest judge that was on last week. That's nice.
Yes, Serene Fox.
And Brooklyn Heights comes out. Oh my God. Stop it.
Yeah, Brooklyn is always so on point.
So she's ridiculous. Can she have a chat with RuPaul?
Yeah.
It's nuts how amazing she is. She's like fucking Sharon Tweed. Shannon Tweed. Sorry, Shannon Tweed. You don't know who Shannon Tweed is, do you? Oh, God. Okay, never mind.
I know, I was looking at what Shireen Fox does.
Oh,
I was
okay.
like, we probably should say it since last week we were just like, we don't know who she is.
Well, who is she?
She's an activist and filmmaker,
Okay.
broadcaster.
Right. Okay. Now, do you know
Yeah.
who Shannon Tweed is?
Yes.
Who is she?
She is a Canadian actress and model, one
Okay.
of the most successful actresses of mainstream media erotica. Media wasn't written there. She's identified with the genre of the erotic thriller. Tweed has appeared in more than 60 films and in several. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'll stop reading out Wikipedia
She's also married to Gene Simmons from Kiss.
That too.
That too. Anyway, let's
His
move on.
spouse, Gene Simmons.
So now your favorite runway look. We already kind of talked about it, but we may as well do it again because we skipped too far ahead of the episode, Sean. Too efficient.
Yeah, we're skippers.
Sometimes we take too long. Sometimes we don't take long enough.
Yeah. Our favorite one raise, Bombay was the best.
Bombay was, yeah, that was the thing that got her through.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was a very good look.
Yeah. What was the other look that I really, really liked? Vivian Vanderpuss was very good as well. The
That was
arsenic. I knew
good.
exactly what this was.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah.
A Lady Boom Booms was very good.
Yeah.
I think like if it had been up closer, like rather than a runway, like it'd probably be more to appreciate about it.
Yeah, you took the
But
words right out of my mouth because I'm looking at it as a runway. So when you're watching something on a runway, you're watching it from quite a distance. So you
yeah.
couldn't quite.
Like when they show the close-ups and you can see it moving, it's like, ooh, but yeah, it's they're from a distance. You wouldn't get that same appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
but also
it's so
I
good.
felt for her because I mean, to be honest, I figured she was going to be in the bottom straight up. And I was looking
Yeah.
at the outfit and I was looking at her makeup, and I'm like, there is hardly any definition in her face. How is she going to be able to lip sync? You can't see her eyes, you can't see her lips from a distance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. It's like it really worked for the look, but yeah, it wasn't going to help the lip sync out.
Yeah. And it's a shame because, like, this is the thing, a lot of these runways, they never think about the fact you kind of have to consider that you do. Look, this is how I would see it. Whatever you're wearing in the bottom, you may need to lip sync in it, so you may as well design it and consider how is it going to function if I need to lip sync. You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
And she did, yeah, I mean, she must have cared too, because she did change her shoes.
Mm.
Because she wore black, or
Yeah.
she wore black boots in the lip sync to jump ahead.
Were there any outfits that you did not like?
Kimi Couture's wasn't that great. Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, it was very. It reminded me of, Miss Cracker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or horror. I think a horror did something like that as well. But.
I didn't like Jada Shada husband. Oh my God, Jada Shada Hudson, not Jada Shada husband, idiot.
Yeah, that one too. It was sort of like. I don't know.
It was just a corset and I could see your panties, the end.
Yeah, the panties was the thing I didn't like about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She does make me laugh though. I love how she talks them up.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Did you see these panties, honey?
Yeah, we did.
She didn't say that actually, but I think she was just like, I'm eating this up, honey.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
This salt, honey. But yeah. She's funny. I mean,
Now
I
we
did,
get.
I at least like how she I liked the hair and the how she paired, well, she paired the hair with it. It looked,
Yeah.
that looked good, but yeah, it just wasn't quite enough.
Now, Jada Shada has. Oh my God, I went to do it again. Jada, Shada, Hudson, and Fearsalicious, they are safe.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
No, not really.
Not me either. Fearsalicious was surprised.
Yeah, I'm probably, I mean, probably after the last few weeks too, she's probably like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and then Jada Shade, yeah, Jada Shade, yeah, I think, yeah, it made sense with her too. She was like, wasn't standout in Snatch Game, but she was also, she had her funny moments.
No, well, she was safe.
Yeah, I liked, I think I liked the whole putting the earplugs in thing. That was quite funny,
It
but
was a pass.
yeah, it was a pass.
Yeah. I actually think looking at Kimmy Couture's makeup for this look, that was going to be hard for a lip sync as well, because you can't see her lips.
Yeah. Yeah, neither of them really did well as far as lip sync looks.
No.
But
You can wear crazy makeup, but yeah, you need to be able to have like see your lips. I mean, that's my thought process anyway. But just based on the critiques, who did you assume was going to win?
yeah, it was looking like Giselle.
Totally.
Yeah, they were very, yeah, she got the most positive, like Ermagerd too, but yeah, they were like raving, they were definitely raving over Giselle the most.
Oh yeah. She was the one. Look, I think she's going to win this whole season, and I'm not going to stop it from happening.
Yeah, she's
She
doing
has
pretty well.
interested me every single week.
Is she gonna be your fucking Giselle?
Yes. I think I love her more than Pythia. I do. I do. She's funny, she's fashionable, she's professional, she's a nice person.
She's fashion.
She's fashion.
She's fashion.
And
Yeah.
to coincide with that, she's fashion.
She's fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hey.
this look was very Golden Snitch. I liked it.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. I also loved Ermagerd's look was really good as well.
Yeah, it was a
It
good look
really
for her.
set a time.
Yeah, it's probably the best look she's done
I
so
think
far.
so, yeah. Because a lot of her looks are
I don't think I've liked any of the other looks, come to think of it. Oh, except for Marilyn. Yeah, I think this episode's it's the only looks I've been like, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Is
it's
there
a good
anything
episode
else?
for her.
Is there anything else to talk about in this bit, or not really? I don't think so. It
Really, Untucked was pretty boring.
was pretty
It
boring,
was just
yeah.
like, we're in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they. Yeah, when they get to Untucked, they know who's in the bottom.
Yeah.
That's that. Because the thing is, because they loved Bombay's look.
Yeah.
So
It
that
was like,
wasn't gonna happen.
and I mean, yeah, as they'd said too, they were like, this is probably one of the best. The judges were saying, like, this is probably one of the best looks the season so far.
Oh, I mean, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
Totally.
it was a really
And
good look.
oh, Giselle Lullaby wins 2 weeks in a row. Fuck yeah! Fuck yes. I look forward
Yeah.
to her win next week. I'm calling it now. She's the winner of this season. And
Yeah.
Vivian Vanderpuss is not going to get the recognition that she wants or needs.
I don't know. It's looking. It could be the same for Emma Gerd. They could be tying in that well.
Yeah, but she has tripped over a couple of times.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But yeah.
Giselle is literally just spreading the butter.
She is.
Yeah. Interesting, interesting. I just looked. They're about to start the lip sync, and Lady Boom Boom has actually applied lipstick so you can see her lips.
Oh, she did that too. Yeah, because she changed her shoes as well.
Yeah, she listened to us.
Yeah, smart girl.
She is listening.
That makes sense, yeah. If she was going to change her boots, like, why wouldn't she think to do something to her face?
Yeah. Well, you need to be able to see
Yeah.
the mouth moving. So, you know, that is the key.
Yeah, it is a lip sync. I
Yeah.
need to see your lips. And she's like, I want to keep it on, please.
Kimi
Kimiko
Kichua,
obviously
she puts
didn't
the
do.
thing back in her mouth, ready to spit it back out straight away. So kind of a bit pointless, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I love it. She had it in, only to take it out straight away.
A lot of them do that. Yeah, you do wonder. You're like, if you know you're gonna take it out, why'd you even bother?
I
But.
didn't. And then she just starts taking things off. Not in, doesn't even tease, just takes everything off before
Yeah.
she starts lip syncing.
I know she may as well have just left half of it off.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah.
But who did
I
you think?
get drama. Yeah. It's for the drama.
So the lip sync commences. Who do you think is winning straight up?
I mean, I knew beforehand. I was like, Kimi Couture will end up winning.
Yeah.
She's a solid performer.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that Lady Boom Boom didn't do better just because, like, we've seen her lip sync before and she's very good.
Yeah.
Not in the bottom, but, like, you know, in that challenge where they had to be lip sync partners and stuff. So I was very surprised. But to be honest, she had all those cables and stuff. I don't know what else she could have done.
Yeah, I think it was still like even though she tried to change it up a bit, I think she still was constricted a bit.
Yeah, for shiznick.
But yeah, but plus Kimmy, I think Kimmy Couture is just an extremely good dancer.
Yeah. Well, and just like that,
Just like
wraps
that.
another episode.
That's another Canada done.
Yeah.
And I think next week they're into some other kind of acting challenge from the looks of it.
How very exciting.
Which will be interesting.
Well, good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.